Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it now expands throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every red blood cell that passes through your heart and your lungs to be filled with healing light, spreading this beautiful energy throughout your body to every extremity. And now continue to see this light as it expands completely throughout your chest, moving in all directions, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see this light as it flows down into the diaphragm and the stomach, bringing healing to these organs of deeper breathing and digestion. Continuing to see this light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, activating your healing power through your digestive forces to assimilate your light energies and your nutrients. Continue to see this light as it now flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health. Continue to see this light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of your body that are concerned with reproduction, re-energizing your entire being through the power of release. Allow this energy to increase you in courage and wisdom, in the knowing of when you need to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And now continue to see the light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light completely, bringing you into perfect alignment with the universal forces of creation, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be given to Mother Earth, to be recycled, to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the light that is within your body as it grows brighter and brighter, and every part of you is filled with this healing, abundant, life-giving light, raising you in vibration and frequency, aligning you with the universal forces of creation. Continue to see this light as it now turns into a golden white light that fills you completely and now moves through the pores of your body to surround you in the bubble of golden white light. You are protected. You are safe. You are loved and you are healed, bringing you into the highest vibration possible at this time, aligning you with all of your desires that are for your highest good. Continue to see this light as it now expands throughout the space that you are in, filling the room with healing golden white light energy, raising all in vibration and frequency. And now moving through the walls or any obstacles very easily to move out into your greater environment, the space around your home, healing the space with this healing energy, allowing the light to raise all in vibration and frequency that it comes in contact with. Continue to see this light as it now expands throughout your town, your village, your city, to completely encompass all living beings with this beautiful golden white light, allowing all who desire this light to receive it, to be raised in vibration and frequency, to be reminded of their divinity and their state of love. And now see the light as it expands throughout your country and now throughout the world, as all of our lights join together as one, reuniting us through our hearts, through our light, through our love, raising each and every one of us in frequency and vibration, allowing for remembrance that we are one being having a myriad of experiences. And now allow our unified light to reach deep below the surface of the waters and the land itself, to reconnect with our subterranean family and our family beneath the waters, allowing our lights to join together as one, reuniting the family of light on this planet known as Earth, allowing all of us to be raised in vibration and frequency, in love and healing, balancing us through this light, harmonizing our minds and our hearts. Continue to see our light as it is now unified, strengthened, growing in size and brilliance as it now reaches out into the atmosphere of the earth, reconnecting with our family within this space, within the auric field of Mother Earth, reuniting us again, aligning our hearts and our minds, our bodies, and our consciousness. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter, raising Mother Earth in frequency and vibration as well, allowing for her to completely dissolve the energies of the third dimension, releasing these lower frequencies with ease, moving back into the fifth dimension, fifth dimensional body of Mother Earth, raising all in vibration and frequency who desire to move into new Earth, allowing for love to be the vibration that we all become now. Continuing to expand out into our galaxy, our universe, and the multiverse, reconnecting with our light family, wherever they may be, allowing for alignment, oneness with all life that is within this frequency of golden white light and beyond, to realign us through our joy, to increase us in our love and our ability to receive love and to forgive. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for sharing your beautiful, beautiful light with me. It's wonderful each and every week that we get to do this together. Thank you for being here. Now, today we have completed all of the court cards of our minor arcanum and the court cards as known in the sacred Egyptian tarot. So we will begin a discussion, a sort of review of the Black Magician, of which we covered last week, and a few other of our major arcanum. Then we will discuss how to use this information for your highest good, even if you never go any further with using the sacred Egyptian tarot. You have a lot of information already, and it can benefit you in many, many ways. You can use this information as a study guide, as a way for you to understand your life more deeply in a spiritual sense as well as a physical sense. Because the beauty of the tarot in its higher understanding is that it touches every aspect of our lives. It truly gives us keys to allow us to reach into the highest aspects of the self. and to experience a life that is on the higher planes. It's not just information that we listen to and, oh, that sounds good, and then we forget about it. This information is coming to you to assist you in your awakening, to help you navigate your awakening. And that means you have to put it into practice in your life. You have to find a way to make this information practical. So everything that I share with you is another way for you to apply it. The various aspects of these major arcana. And so one of those aspects is through numerology, the power of numerology. So each and every card that we have gone over thus far, we've covered 15 of the major arcana, and today we will cover the 16th. But each one has a number connected to it. And so this is part of the ancient Egyptian numerology system. So when you go through the process of finding the number that something relates to, we have two ways of doing this. We have the modern style of numerology where we find a number from 1 through 9. So we reduce everything to a single digit. But in the sacred Egyptian tarot, we reduce everything to a digit between 1 and 22. And so that's what makes it different. And you can go further and reduce it to a single digit as well, just so that you can have both. You can have the modern way of doing them, and you can have the Egyptian. Both of them are going to give you great information. So we're going to talk about that even more in just a few moments. I want to discuss an aspect of the Black Magician, because we will also cover some of this today in our Arcanum 16, the Lightning card. And as we have discussed before, these cards build on one another. Their principles, their ideas, their values, their laws of the universe. And they build on one another. And so as we move up, up, up in time and in space, we see the connection between them. And they all begin with the Magus card, Arcanum number 1, the Magician, known in the ancient Egyptian tarot as the Magus. This is what every single major arcanum is built on, number 1. Number 1 is all about the power of your thought, which then moves into the power of your will. And so, as we grow and learn and expand in consciousness, as we move up and learn more principles and laws of the universe that we are part of, this dual universe where we have light and dark, good and bad, up and down, we must learn how to master the forces of both the light and of the dark. And because we have been in a materialistic reality for so long, this world has lost all connection with spirituality. Very, very few people are still very connected to their spirituality on this planet. And so it is refreshing to get another perspective. And so the sacred tarot is very welcome within my heart space. And it is much confirmation for me, and I hope and pray that it is also for you. But when we look at the Black Magician, this is Arcanum number 15. It's also known as the Devil card. in our modern day tarot. This energy is profound. And I have to say that for many, many years of my life, I had no desire to learn the tarot. I know many tarot readers. I know many wonderful women that practice the tarot. And I had a few very good friends that when I desired, maybe at a birthday or for a gift for someone else, I would give them a reading from someone that I knew was very good. And all of these very good tarot readers had something in common. They used their intuition in their readings. They went further than what they just saw and understood. And I believe that is what made them some very good readers. And so this is something that each and every one of us, when we move into our higher states of consciousness, we must develop is our intuition. And it is a sense of discernment as well. It is a protection for you. You must develop it because you begin to move into information. You begin to meet different people. You come into very foreign places outside of our materialistic world. And you must be able to discern this information, the people you meet, in order to keep yourself safe, because we do live in a universe that is composed of duality, where there is light and there is darkness. So unfortunately, the darkness is pretty tricky. And that is one of the attributes of this dark energy that we see within the Black Magician. It is an energy that was once the Hierophant, which is number 5, our fifth arcanum. And the Hierophant is a master of forces. The Hierophant has found a way to master the forces within, the elemental forces, the animal forces. All of these energies of light and darkness, the Hierophant has mastered and has then become so powerful that the Hierophant is known as the law, universal law, the embodiment of universal law, which makes the Hierophant higher than any law of man and any religious laws. Because it is universal law, the law of one. And to think of this Hierophant turning evil is very scary because the Hierophant has a lot of power. The Hierophant has a lot of knowledge. But what has happened in order for the Hierophant to become the Black Magician is that the Hierophant's heart has begun to lean toward darkness. And remember, the Hierophant is arcanum number 5. After that, we move to arcanum number 6, the two paths. This is where you choose. So you can think that most people who have a very high level of understanding are passing through the stage of the Hierophant or have already pass through that stage and are choosing the direction. Will they follow vice or virtue, light or darkness? So the Hierophant is then married to arcanum number 10, the wheel. This is the energies. 5 plus 10 gives you 15. This is one of the expressions of the Black Magician, because however you can come to the number 15 is an expression of this energy. So 5 plus 10 means that the Hierophant has come to a change of fortune where it was once guided by light and power through love, through the desire to assist humanity. And now this same individual has become selfish and sees that they have great power and they can manipulate people with it. So the tarot is always guiding us to the higher states of consciousness, to avoid these pitfalls. So we're being given guidance. This is part of the keys of life, to guide you away from the dark holes, the dark pits that you can fall into. And the Black Magician is ruled by selfishness, the desire to control others and to be in power of them, and to use their magic, their minds, their thought power, their ability to influence reality for their own personal benefit and gain. They have no desire to assist others, only for themselves. So this is where the Hierophant has turned into. And this is what we want to avoid, is this spirit of selfishness. As we grow in knowledge and wisdom, we must all decide how we will use that knowledge and wisdom. And so the tarot warns us against becoming selfish in any aspects. And we'll dive more into that as we go into the lightning card. Now, the numerology of life events, of people, of places, and names, we can access through the sacred tarot. And simply create your list, create your chart with each of your major arcana and the aspects that we list about each one. And that way, when you do your numerology and you add numbers of places, dates, events, names, you break down the names of people and places, you can find out what is the frequency and the vibration of that energy that you are dealing with. And this will give you the highest and the best way of getting your discernment assisted and your intuition increased. You're using more tools. You're learning how to access more tools to find this hidden energy. This is within the unseen worlds. This is why you need tools to access the unseen worlds, because it's not something you can measure within the scene. But the scene is always a reflection of the unseen. So use your tools, use them wisely, always use them for the highest good of all. And now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the lightning card, the 16th of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now, let's begin our discussion on the lightning card, also known as the tower in the modern day tarot. This is the 16th of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. The lightning astrologically relates to the planet Mars. In occult science, the meaning is stellar diagnosis and stellar healing, which is fascinating, actually. The human function is the animal soul. The natural remedy is thermal therapeutics. The color is red. The mineral is iron. The letter is O. And the number is 16. Remember, these are synonymous. O16 expresses in the spiritual world as the chastisement of pride. In the intellectual world, it expresses as the exhaustion of the mind as it attempts to penetrate the mystery of God. In the physical world, as the ruin of fortune. In divination, Arcana number 16 may be read as accident or catastrophe. Now, please close your eyes in order to see the lightning card within your mind, as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum 16 is pictured as a pyramid decapitated by a lightning bolt. A crowned and uncrowned man are thrown down from a platform built of seven stages. They are falling down with the rest of the debris. This pyramid has been struck by lightning, to the disaster of both a crowned and uncrowned man. This symbolizes that the natural laws are no respecter of persons. The universe will strike down both the high and the low, kings as well as subjects, all who transgress the laws. This also represents the false security, which results from material success, and the complete reliance upon material science. It also represents the sure punishment, which is attracted ultimately by all those who use magical forces in the attainment of selfish goals. The pyramid is a symbol of the earth and is the most stable of all solids. It represents the climax of earthly security. The seven stages reflect the 7 degrees of mundane life, from the mineral stage all the way up to incarnating as a human. This is in the physical. Thus, the platform on which the men were standing represents the last incarnation into a physical form. Remember, if you have not learned to take control of your lower animal nature, then you will eventually become a slave to it, serving your lower desires to your own self-destruction. This is what this card represents. Numerically, number 16 is the second decave of 7, which is known as the Conqueror and represents completion on the physical plane. It also represents complete physical union of the polar opposites. Therefore, 16 indicates the power of sex to destroy when actuated by any motive other than love. Lust, self-gratification with no care for the feelings of another, union actuated by desire for gain, and union in the practice of magic all generate a force, but this force is destructive in nature. Sex magic, in particular, generates a frightful force. And as indicated by 8+8, in the end, this force reacts against the user and bringing them to a violent punishment. Hence, this is the card, Arcanum 16. In modern-day astrology, Mars is known as the planet of passion, war, violence, accident, and sudden destructions. Now, Mars is given a bad rap in modern-day astrology. It really is. But in ancient astrology, Mars is known as the planet of leadership, strength, ambition, determination, and physical prowess. And this still holds true in Vedic astrology. You can clearly see that one aspect of this planet is the lower octave and the other is a higher octave. You have to have a consciousness of the higher. You want to play out the higher aspect of Mars because both are within all of us. Each one of us contains this energy that we call Mars. It is within us. And this gives you an idea by describing these aspects of which one you are vibrating to. Which one do you have more of the attributes of? Now, the lightning or tower card is a warning of the lower octave of Mars manifesting in your life. The human function of Arcanum 16 is the animal soul. A great deal is said in condemnation of the animal soul, the animal energies, the behaviors, and propensities of humans, because we see this a lot. We see this too much. Arcanum number 11, the Enchantress, teaches us that we have the ability to take control of these powerful forces and to become the masters of them. So remember, Arcanum number 16 is built upon Arcanum 11. And in order for us to use the energy of 11, we must add the number 5, the Hierophant. 11 plus 5 gives us 16, and this gives us a victorious outcome when dealing with these animal forces. This is ideal and desirable. So this tells us that the energy of 16 can be transmuted, but it must move through 11 and 5. This is the energy. And also, we have the deeper meanings within the self, and we can go to 2 and 14 as well with the veiled Isis and the Taurus card. So we have a very beautiful way to transmute this energy. But then we have many other ways that it remains in a low octave, a low expression. So the lower octaves and lower manifestations of Arcanum 16 are completely consumed with the self, with survival and self-preservation. These qualities are selfish, self-centered, and focus primarily on the destruction that we want to bring to our enemies. So this is the energy that can be manifested through this energy of Arcanum 16, that we want to destroy others. And this energy of survival, of self-preservation, the self-centeredness, and the energy of focusing on destroying our enemies, it sounds a lot like our current day governments. And this is really sad because this means that they are manifesting the lower aspects of Mars. This represents a consciousness that is focused on the gaining of power or wealth through war, with no thought to the consequences of their actions on others. Many, many lives are lost in wars. And this is why in the year 2025, we still have wars on this planet. It's because the leaders are stuck in an animal state of consciousness, and their animal soul is in control. So this shows that we, as a collective, have not vanquished our lower self, the animal soul, as Arcanum 11 teaches us that we must do. So this is why the messages of the Sacred Tarot are still needed today and more than ever, to remind us that we have so much work to do on a spiritual level. We must grow spiritually. We must grow spiritually. We are a society today that has grown technologically. We have lots of technology, but our spiritual advancement is very, very, very low. It's at the degree where the animal nature is still in control on this planet. That is why we see so much unwanted things happening on our planet today. Now, in alchemy, Arcanum 16 represents the heat of the furnace. This on the mental plane is supplied by a feeling of both pleasure and pain. On the spiritual plane, it is supplied by a still higher type of feeling, by aspiration and inspiration. and in its highest manifestation, it arises from an insatiable longing to assist to the highest possible degree in the advancement of the universe and the happiness and joy of all forms of life. This is beautiful. This is the alchemy that can come forth from transmuting this energy of Arcanum 16. Now, in magic, Arcanum 16 illustrates one of the most certain principles of magic, that any destructive force sent against another when the period of its orbit has been completed will return to inflict punishment upon the sender. In order to send out an evil or destructive thought or force, a corresponding point of projection is formed within the astral body of the one who sent it. And that makes absolute perfect sense. So this nucleus of evil that is generated through the projection of evil being sent out is a discordant energy. There is discord within this energy, and it attracts influences of like quality. So this is where the law of attraction comes in. Remember, whenever we think a thought, it begins to vibrate on the astral plane with its like energy. So it begins to form itself on the astral plane. So to send a destructive thought out to anyone, even to think evil of someone else, and to want harm to come to someone else, you begin to form this energy on the astral plane. And that energy is a nucleus of discordant energy. And it's within your astral body. It's something you create within your own astral body. And then that energy begins to attract other energies of like quality to it. So that means ultimately it will return to you. The same energy of negativity that you send out to someone else for their misfortune or something bad to happen to them or just an evil thought toward them, you are creating that energy within your own astral body. And this is why this information is so important for you to get. Because today we see this a lot, especially in social media. You see people saying very hateful things to other people. And it's accepted. It's accepted. And you must understand that you are only bringing harm to yourself. And each and every one of us can fall into this unconsciously. Because someone else does something to you that brings harm to you. And you would think, well, why would they do that to me? I haven't done anything to them. I'm a good person. I've only been good to them. And they've been evil or they did wrong to me. And I only loved them, only showed them kindness. And sometimes the pain could be so great that it's caused that it will cause you to in some way wish harm upon them because you feel that it is just and it is their due. But in doing that, you create that energy within your own astral body. So this is why we are encouraged to love our enemies. This is why we are encouraged to love our enemies. It is not to say that we agree with evil or that we accept evil, but it is to say that whatever you desire for someone else, it comes back to you. And so we're going to dive a little deeper into this because I want to show you why we need to cleanse our shadow as a means of protection and as a means to manifest a higher vibration of Earth in our now to manifest new Earth as we know it. Now, the sacred tarot teaches us that to fight an invisible force is to increase its power. And we know this all too well today because there are so many fights. The fight against cancer, the fight against crime. There's so many fights going on our planet. And all it does is increase the power of it. Thinking about it in the act of fighting keeps you tuned in on the vibration of it. And it keeps this energy alive. So the only way to truly fight an evil or an evil force is to ignore it and to completely destroy the source of it. And this is where the shadow work comes in. The evil that we see without is only a mirror of that which we have within us. It is within our unseen bodies that we carry this vibration through various incarnations. We are projecting this evil or darkness, and then we experience it in the world. It is part of our unconscious minds. It is all a projection. It is a collective projection that must be healed within us. And that is where the shadow work comes in the healing of this darkness, of the releasing of it, of the letting go of it. Now, on an individual level, you should make a habit of performing your internal light meditations daily. And for those of you who feel the need, you can place a blue flame around your body for extra protection. Now, the light is your protection. And this blue flame becomes an armor for you. It is very powerful, very, very powerful. And you may want to put several layers of a blue flame around you if needed. Now, one of the best ways to protect yourself is to focus on something entirely different and very positive. Take your mind off of whatever it is that seems to be bothering you or that you feel is being sent toward you. If you feel evil thoughts or you've received the message that someone is sending some evil energy towards you, then one of the best things for you to do, first of all, is your internal light. Use your blue flame and then completely remove your mind from it. Put your mind on something completely different and something very possible. And this way, the invisible low vibrating energy is cut off because remember, it needs a resonant energy to be found within you. That is why the shadow work is so powerful, because the shadow work resolves this low vibrating energy. It removes these frequencies within you. It removes them from you that are inside of you that you don't know are there. So through practicing cleansing the shadow, you are removing these vibrant frequencies that are within you. And so when someone else sends an evil thought or desire toward you, it is not within you. So it cannot vibrate within you. It cannot touch you. It can only harm you if there is a resonant frequency within you. That is the way that it can harm you. And that's why love is such a powerful, powerful tool for protection. Now, the sacred tarot warns us to never engage in a fight on the mental plane. This is dangerous and always brings a punishment of some kind. This is not to say that we are not to defend ourselves of an injustice or anything like that, but it is speaking of fighting through using thought force or by magical means. sent against another. This usually does as much harm and damage to the one sending it as to the one it is sent to. Truth must be upheld and the weak protected, but not by using mental magic as a weapon. Remember, this is the power of your thoughts. It is called mental magic. This is the power of the Magi. So also remember that evil influences cannot exist in an atmosphere of love. Therefore, instead of sending out discordant vibrations in a combat, evil forces should simply be ignored and only constructive thoughts built upon and sent out, because that is what you want to come back to you, constructive loving thoughts. The Sacred Tarot says that such constructive efforts, together with the high energy of love, paralyze any evil force. It can accomplish nothing in such an environment. This is why love is the most powerful force in our universe. In initiation, in the soul's pilgrimage, Arcanum number 16 indicates the stage of development where the neophyte is called upon to protect those weaker than himself or herself from the influence of destructive psychic forces. No matter where these evil psychic forces have arisen from, the neophyte should obey the constructive guidance of the Tarot to always overcome evil with good. If you construct love and harmony in your life, then destructive forces can find no point of entry or influence over your life. This is good advice and sound wisdom. And I encourage you to follow this, because we are all put into positions as we live on this planet and we go back and forth with people. We have different experiences, positive and negative. Sometimes the negative ones can send you off the edge, off the cliff for a moment, and make you think bad thoughts of others. But I want you to pull yourself back and to find that place of love and to release that darkness from within yourself, because you do not want this energy of the lightning card to strike you in your heart, in your life. So send love out. Be a person who is quick to forgive. Sometimes it's easier said than done, but it is the way of the righteous. It is the way of the light to let go and to send love and replace all of that darkness and evil with loving thoughts. It's just good sound advice. Please tune in next week as we dive deeper into the Sacred Egyptian Tarot to discover Arcanum number 17, the Star Card, also known by the same name in the modern day Tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.